Our team of four took a patrol car to the domestic terminal building where we were assigned. Two would work behind the airline gates overseeing the screening process. The other two of us patrolled on foot on the upper and lower levels of the terminal building. I thought about what my evening shift would bring. We could usually count on a call or two involving some kind of altercation. Sure enough, before long, we got a call to respond to the upper one bar, located on the second floor. The call was to remove several unruly drunks. It was always tricky entering a bar because you need time to adjust to the darkness. Jared stood behind me at the entrance. "I'll go in," I said. "You'll know if I need backup." It wasn't that I was brave going in alone. Overkill could escalate the situation. With people who were drunk, I wanted to stay low-key because I found intoxicated people to be very unpredictable. My objective was to get them out quietly and without a major disturbance. Jared agreed, and I walked in and spoke to the bartender. I realized he was the man who had denied me a job 3 years before when I returned from touring the lower 48 and was a certified bartender. In 1973, I had walked into the upper one bar at Anchorage International Airport to ask for an application. "We don't hire women," he had replied and sneered at me like I was dirt. "I have a bartending certification out of Denver. I've worked as a bartender in a speed bar and a restaurant in two different states." The man looked directly at me as he stood behind the bar, his older eyes dull and unimpressed with my training or experience. "Again," he stared, "we don't hire women." Refused to even give me an application. Now, here I was a cop. I smiled. I was in police uniform, listening to him as he explained the situation in the bar. 960 hours of training, carrying a gun, qualified, trained, having the authority to take away a person's civil liberties, here to rescue him, a woman. But I couldn't be a bartender. He pointed to the other side of the bar. "Those guys over there, all five of them, I'm not serving them anymore." I thought, you can't handle drunks? I couldn't believe I was talking to this jerk. He didn't recognize me, and I desperately wanted to tell him. Sometimes I don't like being mature, but I let it go. I walked to the table of men. "The management has asked you all to leave, and that's what you need to do now." I watched for their response. They talked among themselves and then wanted an explanation. "You are loud and disorderly, and the management has asked you to leave, which they have the right to do. If you don't leave at this time, we will arrest you for trespassing. Pretty simple. So I would think about it before you decide to cause any trouble. It's not worth your while, believe me. You are not going to be served any more liquor. You can contact the day manager tomorrow morning if you feel like you've been picked on." That was about as much diplomacy as I could handle. It almost worked. Four of them got up, grumbled and moaned, but they left. One remained. He refused to leave. So I did the unconventional. I went up behind him and leaned over for him so he could smell my perfume. Then I whispered into his ear, "I'm going to leave now, but when I come back here in 5 minutes, if I find you still here, I will arrest you for trespassing. Is that clear?" I wanted to leave him his dignity. He didn't want a cop, even more so a young female cop, age 26, to tell him what to do. When I came back, 3 minutes later, he was gone. I was thankful for no fight, no arrests, and that I had resolved the situation. This girl. The bartender nodded thanks. I dismissed him and walked out. Okay, not so mature this time. Then I remembered my interview question. How do you compensate for not being a man?